Today at Kwarinam, November 1st. Today is Jazz Day. Why do we call it Jazz Day? Because Hinduism Today, our international magazine, is put on a jazz disc. Macintosh computer jazz disc. And sent to the Midwest of the United States to electronically be put on a big press and boom, done. The magazine is printed. It's a happy day here because Bodhinatha Swami and Srimadaya Nilakanta have returned from a two-month tour of Singapore and Malaysia and Mauritius and India. They had a wonderful time. We greeted them warmly with drums rolling, bringing them right into the core of our monastery, which is our Kanwal Hindu temple. A lot of visitors have been coming lately, almost every day. We see beautiful families from India who live in the United States, doctors, financiers, many very important people on temple management boards. We had another nice email from New Zealand. In New Zealand, we formed a group about 4 years ago to build a Hindu temple. Well, now 4 years later, they say in their email, yes, we are ready to build a Hindu temple, and you promised to send us Lord Ganesha to install. I wrote to them today again on email and said, we're ready to send you Lord Ganesha. And we ordered it from India. 500-pound, beautifully carved icon of the deity Ganesha, the Lord of Dharma. A nice interview today with the Kauai Television, who tell me they want to interview me in a talk show. I said, yes. They said, well, we will write down all the questions and you can figure out all of your answers. I said, I'm used to TV interviews. Just give me the questions, whatever they are. I'll give you the answers. So we had a nice talk, showed them the beautiful 51-acre monastery. Well, now, Halloween has come and gone. Did you get your windows broken? Did those little devils do something to you that they shouldn't have? Why are we training the children to be criminals, extortionists, plunderers? Give it some thought and talk to your friends. Be a missionary for righteousness. This is outside of religion. You don't have to be religious or join a religion or know of a religion to know what's right and wrong. Is it right for children to be taught to destroy people's property, to extort money or candy from them at such a young age? It's not. All of you who are out there of the new age, you have some work to do with the young people. You have to be an example for the young people. Otherwise, there is no new age. Everything will go on in the old age until you make a difference, and you can make a difference. Your beautiful souls, many new age people who are not Hindu people, not Buddhist people, but take a little bit from each of the religions of the world, have come to visit us, to see our 700-pound, six-pointed, perfectly formed, multi-million-year-old crystal. They look at it in awe. But that's not enough. You must return and make a difference in your community. Make a difference in your community. Talk to everyone about Halloween and what it teaches the children. Make observations and carry what's right forward. Don't carry what's wrong forward. I don't know how I got on that subject again, but we've been editing word after word after word of the new entries of Merging with Shiva, the new book that's coming out early part of 1999. It's Merging with Shiva, 1,400 pages, and we've been going over all the new entries of the glossary meticulously. So I really didn't plan what to say to each and every one of you. But again, I don't think we can be too lenient in our thoughts of how children are trained in today's world if we're going to expect a better world tomorrow. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow and the next day. We have a retreat for 2 days to reflect on what we did and what we're going to do. Love and blessings to each and every one of you in cyberspace. We're very happy you visited the ashram today.